I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, August 16th. This week's attention has been toward the west and southwest during the evenings, following the slow, steady changes of the moon and its encounters with Venus, and this evening edging closer to Jupiter, more toward the southwest. The moon has grown considerably. At least that's how it's often expressed, as though the moon changes in size and shape. By tomorrow night, when it hovers to Jupiter's upper left, it will be within hours of reaching its first quarter, when it is half illuminated from our viewpoint. Much more challenging to see is a far fainter stellar companion to Jupiter. Looking carefully at Jupiter and then perhaps the width of your finger below our giant planet, a moderately bright star comes into view, though at least 50 times less bright than Jupiter. This is Zubin El-Ganoubi, an exotically named star, the brightest in the constellation Libra, which has shared the sky with Jupiter over the past several weeks. Like the moon, Jupiter also tracks across the heavens, very slowly working its way to the east, which means it will gradually separate from this star through the rest of the summer and fall. Jupiter's nearly 12-year orbit means it passes close to the star again in 2030. With the moon above Jupiter Friday, we'll consider why everything is low in the south on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.